This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Happy Times podcast. On today's episode, I had a call with my old buddies that I used to hang out with every single day when they lived in Ottawa. And their names are Jesus and Sarah. Jesus now lives in Mexico, and Sarah now lives in Halifax. And we just hop on and have a raw, real conversation. I think it's something you guys are going to enjoy, so I hope you do. Okay, talk to you later.
Welcome to the Happy Times podcast.
Are we all rocking? Stay, you stuck?
Yeah.
Bet. It's been actually insane this
night. Oh, hello, Funky. Oh, he heard me.
Oh, he's so unimpressed.
Yeah, he really likes the high-pitched voices.
Come here. Come here, Sophie. Come say happy to the boys. Oh.
Oh, everybody's got a dog now. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Come here, boy. You gotta say hi to everybody. Stop. Hello.
Yeah, they've seen enough of Frankie. They don't need any more.
So cute. Oh, my gosh.
So how are you guys doing?
So cute. We're doing
good. Did you just answer for both of you?
Huh?
Jesus was like, we've been good.
Yeah,
we've been bored. I've been bored.
What have you been doing?
I've been doing puzzles. And
what have you been doing that's fun?
Video games.
Oh, really? What are you playing?
TikTok videos.
Whoa. What video games are you playing?
I'm a savage.
That's a sick game.
Oh, what game have I been playing?
Yeah.
There's this game, it's called Unravel. It's really fun. You're a little ball of yarn, and you have to, like, jump something.
So we got to talk about this, like, whole definition of fun, right?
Yeah, because, like, so there's this little game. It's called a macaroon, and, like, you get to paint it, and you get to pick the flavor, and, like, you don't get to taste it, though, but it's really fun.
Sounds hype.
It's a ball of yarn. You got me with that.
Yeah, it's really fun. I highly recommend.
Yeah, here's the thing. I'm probably not going to do it.
See what I see why it's unravel, because it's a ball of yarn.
It does. And you have to go and collect other little pieces of yarn, and you have to turn around, and really quite a good time.
I was just about to say, it does sound like it would be, like, time-consuming, like, therapeutic. But no, then you explained it, and no. It's good. So, Jesus, how you doing? What you been doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm keeping up with all my assignments, so that was good. I'm almost done. And then I get, like, the whole weekend. Well, over here, it's a Catholic, I guess, holiday. Wait, we get like a whole week.
Nope, go back. You have your teaching English degree. You got to correct that word there.
Catholic?
What?
I went to a Catholic school.
Catholic.
Catholic.
Yeah. So basically there's no O.
Oh, I went to a Catholic school. Yeah, that is true. Yeah, we have a Catholic holiday. I guess it's Easter? Easter week? Is it Easter?
I believe it's on the 12th. That's when you were actually supposed to go to Windsor.
Yeah, because like, we get a whole week. And I guess it's Easter week.
Nathan told me that the Easter Bunny can't come this year because the government told him that he has to be that he has to practice social distancing.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got a few charges under his belt with the kids.
Man, what's going to happen with Santa Claus?
He's been naughty.
No, it'll be all better by Christmas.
You think?
Uh-huh.
That's high hope, so.
Yeah.
I definitely think we will be out of quarantine, but I still, like, our whole economy is just shutting down, right? So people aren't even going to be able to afford gifts.
No.
Yeah.
Right? Up. That's crazy. So, Jesus, are you doing online school?
Yeah. Hella tough. It's weird because, like, I don't have to do the whole going to school and coming back. So you think you are saving time, but not really, because you are waking up and then you start school and then the teacher does not come in. Like, they're just not tech savvy. So, like, they go in and they're like, can you hear me, guys? Can you hear me, guys? Who's here? Like, are you actually here? Or, like, is my mic? Oh, my God. And they do this every single class.
Every year.
It's unbelievable. But regardless of that, like, I feel like the thing that, like, bothers me the most is that they don't respect school times anymore. So because we got a week of, like, not doing anything.
Sarah, are you drinking through a straw that's shaped like a telescope? How big is that thing? What kind of chugs you taking?
Woo! Yeah. Save the turtle.
Oh, my goodness.
And what about a pasta sauce jar?
We'll play.
Dude, you can probably drink a bubble tea out of that and, like, fit 2-3 tapioca balls on that thing.
I don't like bubble tea.
Do you, Sarah?
I haven't tried it.
No way.
I just keep thinking it's like fish eggs.
So, like, I went to Canada and I've tried more international things than you guys. Literally, there's no bubble tea in Mexico. There's no such thing. And you guys got bubble tea, like, plenty. Plenty of stores, and you guys have never had bubble tea? Holy shit.
I've had a bubble milkshake one time.
But you had the tapioca balls?
No. They were like, what are they called?
Were they balls?
What are they called?
Like boba bubbles?
Yeah, boba bubbles.
Yeah, that's tapioca balls.
Yeah, so they had that in a milkshake. And you. Yeah, and they were flavored.
Yeah.
You could get strawberry boba balls.
Do you like it?
I liked it in the milkshake, yeah, but I haven't had like that regular bubble tea with like the black balls in it.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean. Yeah, because like the other ones are just infused. They're kind of like, there's a machine that makes them. You just put like the flavor and then you get like the little bubbles. But like the tapioca ones, they're actually chewy in there and they have the tapioca flavor. I prefer them. I like them.
Cool. So what have you been up to, Joey? I can't see you, by the way. Your video went away.
Oh. Well, tough titties.
I can see you. I was so happy with that unimpressed look. Oh, okay.
So then that means it's just Sarah's Wi-Fi. Because Jesus is barely in no Wi-Fi. His country doesn't even get internet service.
Yeah. Holy shit.
The wall's too high, man.
So tell me about you, Joey. What have you been up to?
Well, I mean, I've been doing work like normal. But a lot of people, like, have been saying, like, oh, it must be so nice to be an influencer right now. Right? Because, like, you just do what you normally do. But a lot of people didn't have all the brands. So, like, they're not putting ads out. So even on, like, YouTube, you're not getting an ad before your video because they don't have the budget. And then, secondly, they're not hiring you to do, like, brand deals. So, like, that income, that revenue, like, I haven't made a penny from that this month, which has been, like, tough. Yeah. But, you know, I'm still doing, I'm honestly, like, I'm happier doing what I do now. Like, I'm more motivated. And I think it's because, like, everyone else has stopped and stand still that now it's, like, best time to be creative because no one else is going any further, which is kind of sick. So I've been doing a lot of TikTok with Frankie.
Yeah, I see that. They're really, really cute.
Yeah, he might hit 100K today or tomorrow or something. And so that's been really fun. Cool. That's like a nice little like outlet to do something new. And then like I've also been working on a new group that's kind of like separate from me. So like I'm kind of taking myself out of being like this mental health guru person and I'm putting it towards something else where there's no face to it. So it's going to be called like My Okay Place. And so
yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so I just started that and there's going to be an Instagram page, a website, and then Facebook and then a Facebook group. And basically it's just like not going to be, it'll be me still, but like not Joey Kidney. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So like you're going to have like a group of people, like other influencers that kind of are in the same niche and like pitch into it or like?
Well, actually I'm on the Instagram page. It's going to be like designs that I make with the designer and everything like that. But then on the Facebook page, it's actually going to be like more of like a discussion board. So if you're having an issue and you want to pop in and talk to people about it, that's a place you can go do it.
I see.
Less like a collab. It's literally just ran by people. So I'm going to try. If it works, it works.
So it's going to be like a, I feel like Nathan will understand this. It's going to be like a subreddit.
He just giggled.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Got it.
Do it.
Yeah, like I know what that is.
Do it. I tried to join Reddit because like I had this thing that I needed to find. So there's this series, and funny enough, it's a Canadian cartoon series. Maybe you guys would remember it. I don't think maybe Joy would because he hates cartoons.
I hate it.
But when I was a little kid and there was like YTV in Mexico, which I think it's funny that there was YTV in Mexico and there was Canadian cartoons in Mexico. Like if I actually tried to look up this cartoon in like the Nickelodeon, like all of the series that had been popped up in the States and it wasn't there. And that's why I had such a tough time. Like I've been looking for this cartoon for 3 years now. And like, it's like what's something that bothers me. Wait for it. I'm building up to it. Dude, so it was something that bothered me this one time because I remembered it like so vividly. I was like, oh, I remember the characters. There's like this tall one with glasses and then there's this short one that had like a blue skin color and like there's like a grungy cartoon and they were like doing mysteries and stuff. And then I was, huh?
It's Scooby-Doo.
No, it wasn't Scooby-Doo. And I was just like, okay, so I'll try to find it. And I did it once, and it didn't work. And then, like, 2 or 4 years passed by, and I tried again, and it didn't work. And again, like, 4 years passed by, and I'm like, I'm going to try it again. And I pulled an all-nighter, and I couldn't do it. And I was just like, okay, there's one last resort, and I don't want to do it. And that's going into Reddit and just type on the question and hopefully somebody's gonna find it. It took them just a couple hours to find out what I was talking about. I was like, holy shit, props to Reddit.
So, You mean you just did Yahoo Answers?
Kind of thing. It was mobile mysteries.
It was what?
Mobile? Mysteries. Mobile mysteries.
Mobile mysteries.
But it's supposed to be pronounced mobile because the guy, the
movement.
Because the name of the guy is named Mobile Mysteries.
Mobile?
I don't think that's why, but Mobile Mysteries.
Mason uses Reddit sometimes. There's really, really talented people on there that can fix up old photos. So Nathan had a photo of his grandfather, and it was a really, really bad photo. Like, you could hardly see anything on it. And he put it on Reddit, and they fixed it up really good, and it looks like a picture that you would just take now. It was really amazing.
Yeah, yeah, there's that app that's going around that you can, like, it basically just adds definition to your photo. So, like, if it's a blurry photo, it just fills in the definition.
That's super cool.
Yeah, Reddit's weird. I always see the, like, not safe for work stuff, and I'm like, so I stay away.
Dude, Reddit, it's literally, like, the intermediate to going into the black internet, because you can find anything in there. Like, you literally, you post something, and they know what's up.
Did you just call it the black internet?
Yeah.
I don't think it's, I think you're talking about the dark web.
Yeah, there you go, the deep web.
No, no, it's what I said, the dark web, not the deep web.
The black internet.
Jesus, how has puppy training been going?
What?
How has puppy training been going?
Oh my God.
Why did your eyes get so wide like you killed somebody and she found out?
It's so fucking tough. This guy has so much energy, but not just that. Like, I'm going under session because everything I taught him, he knew how to do it, but then this happened. When he understood that he did something wrong and that was like peeing or pooping where he's not supposed to, and I asked him to come, he would not come. And I want him to overcome that. I want him to, like, understand, okay, you did something wrong, but you still have to understand that I'm calling you to come here. So you need to come here.
Well,
but,
you have things like this then. Why would, if I was in trouble and you got mad at me and you were like, yo, get over here, why would I come to you when I know you're going to yell at me?
Dude, it's hot. Wait a second.
I put him on the spot.
Okay. Wait, what happened to Sarah? Oh, there you go. She's coming back. No, I totally get it. It's just, I don't know. I feel like in times of pressure, if something ever happens and I need him to come, like, say, for example, we're on the park or whatever, and I don't know, I see a dog that's starting to bark at him in, like, a rude way, and he's not on the leash. I would want him to come to me, like, understand that, like, hey, regardless of everything, come towards me, and then I'll help you out, or I'll figure it out. Do it. I'll jump in, like, straight up Rambo mode towards the other dog, and just beat the shit out of him, well, to the point that, like, he's okay. But just like, you know, like, kind of like the guy that saved his dog from a kangaroo, just slap him, and then, yeah, just straight up one slap, knock him out, and then be like, okay, hide him. We can go now.
Okay. This is your answer to how's training been going? Jesus is going to become a kangaroo fighter. Dude, it's tough, man. It, like, I'm still training Frankie, and like, he's probably getting to, I think he's like a late bloomer. I think he's getting to like his teenage phase now, when it would have been like months ago. But yeah, it's tough. It's just constant work.
Look at Sophie. She's just like, oh.
I know. Oh, I just love her. She's just the cutest. She's like a little Yoda dog. Like, she looks like baby Yoda.
And that is true. But furry.
You should, like, that should be your, make a TikTok of her looking like Yoda. Like, dress her up.
Yeah.
That'd be so funny. And then I can do that song that's like, Baby Yoda, Baby, Baby Yoda, Baby Yoda.
Yeah, you watch way too much TikTok. I have no idea what that is.
I know, me either. Yo, dude, the one that you're looking at the window, holy shit, it fucking cracked me up. I still can't get over it. Every single time I see it, I need to watch it like at least 3 times. Especially when you like look back at the camera with a confused face. Like, that kills me.
The one where Frankie and I are looking at the window?
Yeah.
Well, like, I've done a lot of stories like that. And then this girl did it on, like, TikTok, and she got big off it. Like, it has 5 million views. And then I was like, okay, well, I'll just do ours again. And then it didn't – people got mad.
Oh, my God. Yo, dude, what was I going to say? We interrupt you, but you said that Frankie is getting into his teenage years. Like, how does that look like? Like, what is he doing? Is he just humping everything?
Oh, no, he got neutered. So he is, like, he's never really humped anything. He's only humped stuff, like, I could probably count the times on, like, 2 hands. Like, it's really not that often. So it was really weird. But now I think he's just, like, getting to the point where he's, like, he knows what he did wrong. And he's like, oh, yeah, fuck me, try me, come on, let's go, I'll do it again. But like, and I say that, and it sounds super bad, but he doesn't even, like, it's not even that bad. He just looks at me, and he's like, did it, whatever. But it's usually when we're doing stuff, like, when I'm filming with him and stuff, and he's just, like, not wanting to do it and being sassy. And it's usually because he's either tired or whatever. But literally all I have to do to get him to do whatever I want is just go run him.
Yeah, dude, I can't wait for this little kid to be able to go outside. I just want him to run with me.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you're not going to be able to run him.
Dude.
He's an inch big.
I know. But you're still. I just feel like it's so, like, it kills me that, like, we go in the backyard and I'm just, like, walking back and forward with him, and like I want to, like, jog, you know, at least jog. I want him to get tired. Like, I know I can cut down, like, him getting tired so much faster if I'm running or if I'm jogging. It takes me a while to get tired.
An even better way to get him tired is to stimulate his mind, though. I sound like Russ from a Cody Co video.
Yeah, no, I know. Like, I try to train him, like, at least 2-3 times a day. And, like, man, it's
not even, like, training, though. Like, when you're running outside, instead of doing running outside, like, why don't you train him to sit and stay and then run to you?
Oh, that's what I do. Like, but I also, like, do him, like, training on the leash. So, like, have him, like, not just, like, be all over the place, because he's still a pup, and like I give him some times where I take him off the leash and I just like let him do whatever he wants to do. The only times that I like put boundaries is like getting into the the driveway, because we have a fence, but like, dude, he's a miniature toy. Like, guy can go through the bars like it's nothing.
Did you just call him a miniature toy poodle?
Yeah, he's a mini toy.
He would just be a toy.
Imagine a toy, make it smaller.
Dude, there's no way. A toy can fit in a teacup.
Teacup.
Is it a teacup pup?
Can you fit in a teacup? He just winked at me. That was cute.
Did you get turned on a little bit?
Nah.
Have you guys watched Tiger King?
What is it? Tiger King.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Wait. Don't spoil it, because I'm still in episode... Wait. I think I'm in episode 3. Wait.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to... Well, we're still going to talk about it a bit, but I'm not going to spoil anything. I just have, like, one comment.
Okay.
I thought it was going to end with more hype. Or fulfilling ending. Like, it was literally just like they told us like all the bad, cool, funny stuff, like weird stuff in the first like 3 or 4 episodes, And then the last one was like, so this happened. Because you know how they're showing him like in jail and stuff? The ending, I'm not trying to spoil it, Jesus, but it's just like not, there's no like, you don't, I'm trying to talk about it without talking about it. There's no big like weird twist after.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a true story. Like, have you guys seen the O.J. Simpson versus the People?
I mean, I know it. I didn't watch it.
Like, I watched one and, like, just caught up a little bit because, like, my mom watched the one of the NFL player, the one that, like, killed, like, 2-3 people or something like that. And I was just like, okay, it's the exact same thing. They're literally just telling everything. Mind you, like the OJ, it's a recreation. And on the Tiger King and the NFL is the actual people.
You know what's crazy, though? Tiger King, people definitely think it's comedy. Like, I was laughing the entire time because it's funny.
It's right? Kind of funny. I'm on episode 4, actually.
It's... No, for sure, it's mean, but, like, have you seen all, like, on TikTok, like, the number one trend right now is Tiger King, and it's people dressing up like them, but what they did was so awful, but yeah. Netflix portrayed it in a humorous way.
Oh, shit, Money Heist just came out. Damn, binge watching that.
It still made me cry, though. Like, yeah, there was parts where I was, like, laughing and stuff, but ultimately the entire premise, like, I ended up crying from the show because I felt bad about all the tigers.
Dude, I'm in episode 4 and I might just say this. Girl did it.
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
Carol Baskin?
Oh, yeah. That Carol Baskin. Carol Baskin sounds like a, what would you call it? A Southwestern ice cream. I want a Carol Baskin.
Yeah, double that's because Baskin Rob.
Hello, all you cool cats and kittens.
Carol Baskin from Big Cat Rescue.
Big Cat Rescue.
Dude, that's when I'm like really, really happy I understand English. Because I imagine watching that and like having it dubbed and they're just talking normally. You don't hear the accent.
That's hilarious.
Dude, they're not speaking English, that's for sure.
Carol Baskin.
Hey, Sarah,
are your dog parks closed?
Yeah, everything's closed. The beaches are closed. The parks are closed. If you drive your car to go for a walk somewhere, you get an $1,000 fine. Like, they literally have police all over the place if you're in groups of 5 or more. They're really patrolling. What? Yeah.
Ours are not even like that. They just closed, however, they just closed Ottawa to Gatineau Bridge. So you can't go over to Quebec. Well, you can. It has to be an essential trip, though. So they have cops at everywhere. So, like, a lot of people run across the bridge. They don't allow people to do that anymore. Our dog parks are closed. Only essential stores are open. But, like, people still are out walking.
Yeah, same here. Like, on the waterfront, like the boardwalk, whenever it's a nice day, it's packed with people.
I was like running because I'm not staying in one spot with people, like run around them.
Yeah.
But it was, there's got to be a couple thousand people on the canal.
Yeah, well, because everybody's bored and nobody knows what to do and everything's closed. So they're like, the only thing that I can do is, I guess, go for a walk. And they don't think that it's going to be that harmful because it's out in nature. But if there's that many people that are doing it.
Yeah. Right. What I've seen is that people are doing parties on the outdoors and they're just like at a distance.
And they just
that's stupid. Mind you, have you seen that in Canada though?
Yeah, because it was literally your old neighbors.
Really?
Yeah, they posted it on IG and everything.
Oh,
I see that. Doug and. Man, I feel bad because I forget their names. No, it's also because her IG name is different to her actual name. Tatiana.
Yeah. I didn't see them do that.
Yeah, they did it like 2 days ago.
There's no way. There's no way they did that because I saw them and they were taking it way too seriously. I would think that is old.
No, they like 2 days ago. Like Tats was like, this is the new way to like party. You grab a drink, you go outside, and you just like talk from a distance. And they were literally talking to distance.
From a distance. You can talk from a distance. Like there's so many people who will like come up to your balcony and stuff and like talk to you from below your stairs and stuff.
And I think that's totally okay. But I feel like there's so many people that are socially shaming people now. Like if you're following the rules and if you are like staying a distance, and you're staying in like smaller groups, I think that's totally fine. But people are like socially shaming people for doing that.
Yeah.
I don't think the groups thing is okay. Because that's still so many different people from different areas coming together, and then it goes, and when they go back to their different areas, then it spreads there. But like, I think it's crazy when you're walking down the street. Like I've had people like cross the road, like walk in the middle of the road, and I get it, but like, it's like they go extreme, they run away, and yeah. I got so many shady DMs being like, why are you outside? And I'm like, because my dog has to have bowel movements.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. What do you want me to
do? I know.
The same thing goes with, like, for, like, the running that you're signing me up for. Like, I told my mom, and my mom's like, at first she was like, don't like the idea. But then I was like, Mom, but, like, think of it. Like, I'm running. It's not like I'm actually, like, doing like a staying at a spot and like at a distance with somebody, like
or like something.
Sarah, for a little background, so Ottawa City Run Club is doing this like solo team race series where there's a 5K, a 10K, and a 1 mile, and you create a team of 3 to 5 people, and you basically try to run that as fast as you can, and then you're at a time, whatever. Then they rank you, and you can win something. And so I was like, I was gonna ask you, but yeah. I don't know, 10K.
I love her laugh. She's like, you think?
And
I'll do it 1 mile, and then I'll give the app to my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically it's solo. So Jesus, like, there's no worry because you go out and you run wherever in the middle of nowhere. Like, I'm gonna run in the woods. Like, I'm going to run on, like, side streets where I'm not going to see a single soul. Like, that's the whole point of it.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's such a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, we won't win, but we'll see. There's some fast mother truckers out there. Like, there's this one guy. His name is Tim. He's, like, he's got to be 5'2" or 5'0". And he runs, like, Bolt. It doesn't make sense.
How many ranks of prices there is? Is there like a first place, second place, third place, or is it just like, oh, there's a first, everybody else is a loser?
Well, I don't think we're gonna see the top three, bud, so I don't think there's any worry. But there is first place, second place, third place, fourth place, fifth place, I think.
Tomorrow
they didn't say how many places there are, but there's more than one.
Tomorrow, my mindset is different. Like, different. I'm going to be like the Tigers. You know what I mean? I'm going to be a Liger.
Why wouldn't you choose a cheetah?
Man,
I'm not that fast.
Yeah. I'm going to be Flash before he became the Flash. You know?
Oh.
That's really quick.
What if he was like an alcoholic? Jesus is like running, trying to finish a beer. No, it's crazy. Okay, listen to this. Have you guys been working out a lot since you've been? Yeah. I know Sarah is. Sarah, is your gym open though?
No, so they closed down the gym. So I was just doing at home body workouts. I saw this one thing posted on Instagram where they had a workout for every letter of the alphabet. And then you spell your name and you do those workouts. So I did that. And then I was like, I want this to be more exciting. So I'm like, Nathan, pick a book. And then he's like, this one right here, What's the Rush? So then I'm like, okay. So then I open it up And then I pick like the first sentence, and then I take that sentence and I find the workouts. And then I do those workouts. It's interesting.
Man, why did you used to stick with Fitzpatrick? I feel like that's a long ass name. Dude, you wouldn't even be able to finish that.
Oh no, I finished it. But the actual workout itself was kind of insane. It was like, do 70 squats for the letter S. And I was like, I'll do 20.
No, Sarah.
Nobody's going to know.
No, it means 70, but it means in sets. So, like, you do 70 over the course of, like, 3 to 5 sets.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I could do that. But it's still, like, I'm still very, very sore from it. 5 sets would take, like, 6 hours. It would take a very long time. But today, actually, one of my friends, he brought me some weights because he's like, I don't use anything under 30 pounds. So would you like some 5, 10s, and 20s? And I was like, sure. So he came in, dropped off a pair of 5, 10s, and 20s and an exercise ball.
Was his name Chad?
No, his name is Daniel.
Oh.
Daniel Paskin.
Yeah, which was super, super nice. So I'm going to start doing some workouts with some weights.
Yo, dude, we started talking about working out. I just wanted to tell you something that's crazy because, like, Sarah just said that, like, the streets are closed and all that. You know what's crazy in Mexico? They did a dry law. Well, that's, like, the actual, like, translation of it. They're calling it a dry law, but what it stands for is that they're not selling alcohol anymore.
How are you guys going to survive? Don't you guys drink a lot out there?
Dude, that's the reasoning behind it. They're like, okay, people are not taking this shit seriously, and they're still gathering together. So we're going to take out the alcohol so that they don't have to gather because they don't have anything to gather for.
I heard that that was an April Fool's prank, though.
No, they actually did in Mexico. There's no alcohol anymore. Like the breweries, they stopped brewing. They stopped brewing.
So funny how when they first released like the essential stores in Ottawa or in Canada, they were just like, okay, grocery stores and pharmacies and LCBO. And that was it. Those are the essential stores. Yeah. Like liquor was 3.
That's hilarious.
I'm jealous of you.
I haven't had a sip of alcohol since you were here, Joey.
That's a lie. That's a
no,
lie.
No, it's not. It's not.
Okay, you went out for a birthday party the following Friday.
Did I? Oh, yeah. Sid's thing was after that. Okay, since then.
That took 3 seconds.
Okay.
All right, Sarah Bascom. That's good.
Hey, what's up, all you cool cats and kittens?
Yeah, from Big Cat Rescue. Honestly, I've been drinking more, but like not like a lot though. Like I'll have a beer every day, one or two. But I always found, I don't know why, but I always found that I work out better if I have one, or if I eat like junk food. Because it gives me like motivation to do it, and it's also calories, and I need calories, so they're not good. But
dude, I actually can relate to you on that. Like whenever I finish a workout or something, or before I start a workout, I'm like, yo, I need a beer. I don't know why, but it's just like hey, I want to have.
I'm not doing it at the start of one. I'm not like, oh yeah, let's go do 20,000 crunches. But first, I gotta polish off a nice Corona. Like,
Arona.
Nice Arona. No, but like I don't know. I also it's literally the calories though. It's like it's because I need more calories. So I think maybe that's why, even though they're negative calories, but. For me, it works for some weird reason.
I heard that some bodybuilders will bring like a little bag of gummy bears to the gym and they'll just like pop a gummy bear every like few minutes.
Yeah, that's steroids. No, it's either that. It's either a supplement or it is because they need sugar.
Or like a Sour Patch Kid or something, just to give them a little woo.
Yeah, it's because it's most likely because they need sugar. And it, like the same with runners. Like runners have to take those like packets when they run. It's because they're depleted. They have nothing left in them. Their sugar is all the way down. Like they're gonna pass out. Mm-hmm. So they have to have that. So yeah, it makes sense.
Oh, I have a question.
Unfortunately, that's it for today. What's your question?
So obviously you're very familiar with running. If you wanted to go running when it's really chilly outside, what can you wear?
Like how chilly is chilly? Like this weather?
Yeah, like I would say +5, +4.
+5 with a little wind, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what I would, like, I always find your legs are going to be warm because you're using them more. So it's important to, like, wear stuff on top. So for you, I would wear, like, just, like, leggings, but not the ones that are, like the see-through, like, really breathable ones, but, like, you know, normal leggings.
Mm-hmm.
And then just your preferred sock. If you find your, if there's a lot of water, wear, like, a thick sock. And then on top, I'll usually wear, like, It's tough because you have to have like certain stuff, but I'll usually wear either like a long sleeve workout shirt or a short sleeve. And then I will put like a running jacket over that. Like, okay. So that'll be like almost like a hoodie material.
Okay.
And then if it's even warmer than that, I will wear like that and then like a windbreaker because you want to cut the wind. Like once you cut the wind, then you're going to heat up.
Yeah. But
you don't want it's tough because like when you first start running, you're going to be cold, but at the end of it, you don't want to be so warmed up to the point that sweat is just going to sit there and absorb. And then you're going to be even colder at the end because then that wind is going to go on that. So like you kind of want to dress like when you walk outside, you're like, ooh, it's a little chilly because you're going to heat up like so quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I have to wear gloves. Because my hands get so cold so quick. So I usually wear like just like a hat and then gloves. But the key is to go for light stuff.
Because like I can't go running in my parka.
No, but you can go running in the hoodie you're wearing. Like stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's also like it also helps with like feeling like you're Rocky Balboa, like running up the stairs and you're like, oh yeah, I'm sweating through a sweatshirt. Like makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, it's if you're wearing that hoodie, just put on a workout t-shirt, like a long sleeve underneath, and you're game. Like, literally, the hoodie, like, when you're running, well, it depends. How long are you running for?
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet.
I remember when Sarah first started running, she was like, I ran 2.5K, but then I have to turn around and come back. And I had to walk because I was breath. And I was like, okay, well, why don't you run half the distance one way and then half the distance the next way? Because she did this twice in a row. Yeah. Yeah. Like, why don't you just run back home?
Like, dude, at the time, it did not make sense. It just didn't.
I did the math. It didn't add up.
No. But now that you're saying it and it's a different day, it does make sense.
I didn't stop. I just kept going. And then I was like, I literally cannot go anymore. Like,
yeah, Sarah, I would say you should try to do like a 2 to 3K.
People do like 10K though. I don't understand. I did 2.5 and that was like my max.
But people take years and or months to a year of training to do that.
Yeah. That's
it took me like
Jesus, when we first started running, I don't think he could run 3K without feeling like you have to throw up.
Yeah. And
the other day, what'd you run? 12K?
Yeah, I did 12. And the 10K, my very first one, like, and this is like being honest and everything. Like, I started going to the gym and I was only on the treadmill. So that was like 3 months of me being on the treadmill and getting to a point that, like, in like 10 minutes or so, like, I was hitting, like, what do you do? Like, 2K in like 10 minutes, easy.
That's fast, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, because like I was just trying to like do as much as I could fast in the treadmill, and then I end up doing like 3K, like, don't know how fast, but like just 3K, and then 4K, and then I did a 5K like two or three times, and I was uncomfortable. And that was on the very first 3 months of me running. And then when I got out of the gym and I started running outside, like my very first run, I think it was like 3K. And then afterwards, I couldn't stop doing like 5Ks on the daily. I was, because it was like way more fun. You're outside, you're actually breathing air. Because like when you're at the gym and the windows are closed and you only have the fan, you're literally just recycling air. It's like so much different when you're outside. And like time passes by also, because like you're not just like running in the same spot. You're actually moving. It's definitely more more tough because like you're going up and down. You don't realize that until you're running. When you're walking, you don't realize that like you're going slightly up a hill. It could be slightly, but you feel it when you're running. And when you're going down the hill too, like you're like, okay, this is easier. And then I want to say like for me to do my first 10K, it took me like half a year. I think by then I was like 6 months in or five.
Yeah, you probably ran that 10K easy.
Yeah, no, that 10K, like I remember I did it and I was nervous. Like I practiced for that because I was just like, okay, I'm going to look up on YouTube, like what should I eat beforehand? What should I eat afterwards?
Don't eat beforehand. Whatever it is, don't. Like you can have like a banana or like oatmeal like over an hour before. Don't eat under an hour. You'll shit yourself.
Yeah, yeah. So like I was like looking all of that up and also like if I needed like baby powder and like put it on my shoes so I don't get like splinters and shit.
Splinters? What are you running on friggin' wood pallets? What are you doing?
No.
2x4s is friggin' shoes.
Blisters.
Ah.
Yeah. And
so I didn't get blisters. And what else was I thinking? So I got a Gatorade powder. And I had like a full can of this, of Gatorade. And I hit it in like my front door. So that like I did 5K. So I do like a circle around it so I can go back to my place. And then I drank like some of it and then I did the other lap. But that was because I was just like, man, I don't think I can do 10K without drinking something. And I'm obviously not going to run with my water bottle.
Well, it's also because you're in the heat that you're in. Like you're in Mexico. It's a lot hotter than here.
Oh, yeah. Like I have to time it really well. Like right now I can't run till like, it's 6 or 7. That's when like the sun is down. And even still, like the sun is down and it's 27 degrees, almost 30. Like you come back sweating.
I mean, that's good though. That's what you're doing it for. Here's my question for you guys. A little bit change of the topic. How many relationships do you feel like are going to end because of this quarantine?
Dude, I think it's going to be the other way.
You think they're going to start?
Dude, I don't think I've had this many matches on Tinder since
quarantine. Whoa, I'm not talking about dating. I'm talking about relationships. Like, they're already established. Like, there is a boyfriend and there is a girlfriend, not just some horny teens sitting at home.
Dude, I don't know. I just feel like they're going to start. They're going to be like, yo, we could have died there. Dude, I don't know if that's a sign, but we could have died there. So, like,
I don't know if the apocalypse is coming, but I think we have to get together. We have to repopulate this earth.
Yes, straight up, man. That's what's going to happen.
No, but like actually though, like how many couples do you think who are already together, like Sarah, you and Nathan are living together. So that's totally different. But you've been together for too many fucking years. But how do you think couples are going to handle like one being together all this time, like say they're living together now and in quarantine, like that's going to affect them. And then two, not being able to see each other is another one, right? And so I'm thinking like how many of these people are just going to like get driven insane.
Yeah.
Let me say it before Sarah, and because I feel like my point is the more debatable point always.
All right.
So this is what I'm thinking. For the people that are not going to be able to see each other, I don't think it's going to affect them that much because they can see other people. So it's just going to be a tough thing to do. They're looking at more as a survival kind of thing. They're like, oh, man, don't worry. When you come home, Happy's going to receive you. Or Mommy's going to receive you.
What if their love language is touch?
Their love language is touch. What do you mean?
So the way they love, the way they express love is by physical touch.
Oh, okay. Then that's going to affect them. I'm just...
Jesus is like, well, in that case, they're fucked.
Dude, I'm just thinking big numbers. I feel like it's not going to affect
them. There's a lot of people who are like that, though. There's a lot of people who are like that.
I'm just thinking big numbers, boy. Don't fight the Tiger King, okay? what was I going to say? And the second one, for the people that live together, this is news already. Like, home, how do you call it? Just home, like, invasion. No. What the fuck? Dude, get the fuck out of here. I got my spray and I want to use it. Dude, no. How do you call it? Well, a violent household, like having violence in between, like like in a relationship, like it's happening a lot. Like the lines are actually getting filled right now because a lot of people are just like, oh, I didn't realize, or oh, this is going way too far, where like the husband is being just violent or the wife is being violent because like there's so much time, they have so much time together and they're getting pissed at each other for like whatever reason.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so like violence is going up in between couples. Like that's a fact. The lines are like being more spread out, like the helplines, and it's a topic that like I know it hit like half a week ago that it was like big in the States. Like Philip DeFranco talked about it.
Wow. So they're just walking in the room being like, you want to go? I'll go right here.
Yeah. Pop the glove.
Right now.
You want to go?
Yeah. No, I mean, I understand that and I get that. It makes sense. And so like, yeah. I think a lot of relationships are going to be damaged by this. Not necessarily just because of like domestic abuse stuff, but
domestic abuse. That's what I was trying to get at.
I know. I said it like three times. It's basically home invasion.
You said home invasion.
But and then the ones who are like, I mean, if they're following the rules, say they live like in one part of the town and their loved one lives in the other part of town, and yeah, they're not being able to see each other, like, that little distance must drive people insane. Like long distance relationships, this is easy. This is clockwork. But for people who aren't used to not seeing their loved one every week, that's got to be tough. That's got to drive them insane.
Is that actually a rule though?
Well, think about it. Well, yeah, you're supposed to, well, no, there's no law, but like if you're trying to properly socially distance yourself, yeah, you're not supposed to go and hang out in somebody else's house.
Oh, hear me out, Sarah. Like, towards that, like, my last relationship ended because of that. Because
of socially distancing?
Was it coronavirus?
It was, yeah. It was because of Carol Baskin. No, it was because this girl.
Carol Baskin started coronavirus.
Yeah, you cool captain kids.
She said, well, it was a time that we could only see each other on the weekends. And Joey knows why. I don't know if I can address what she did for living. You think of, I mean, it's very old now.
Who is this?
You know. I haven't been in a relationship since her.
Danielle?
Yeah.
Just to be clear for everyone listening, this is not the same one.
Okay. And were you?
Oh, Speaking of, you know her friend, the one that I saw for a little bit? Don't say a name.
Yeah.
I just found out that she absolutely hates my guts.
That's crazy. Well, I remember, like, the reason why I didn't want to bring her up, it's because, remember, we did a podcast, and I talked about it, and then she doesn't even, like, follow your podcast or whatever, but her friends do, and they mentioned you, and they mentioned me, and they're like, oh, you guys shouldn't be talking about this stuff. And I was like, what?
Listen, there's two people in the relationship. It's not like you're talking badly about somebody. You're talking about how you felt in it. You're fine. We're fine. We're all fine. I'm fine.
Okay, so, like, this is what happens, Sarah. So, like, she... Her work kept her very busy, so we could only see each other on the weekends. And then I'm like, okay, we can see each other this weekend because she was busy throughout, like, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm like, okay, cool. That's okay. And then next week comes around, and then she says, like, oh, Friday I have something with my family or, like, her friends. I don't remember. And then that repeated itself for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I was just like, okay. So if you think about this, and we only see each other on the weekends, and you bailed on 2 weekends, that means that for more than half a month, I'm not going to see you. Like, we're going for the third weekend, and I was just like, we can't do this. Because in a way, I was just like, it's not fair, because I'm trying my best. Like, it's not like, obviously, she was working on a very demanding job, but, like, people made time for people. And I was just like, you can definitely make time for me. And the reason why, it's because she was seeing continuously her friends. And I was like, okay, so, like, what's the matter in here? You know what I mean? And that's what Joy was saying. Like, if there's social distancing, but at the same time they're meeting with other people, then you're just like, okay, come on. Like, why? Why are you doing that? You're supposed to be doing social distancing. Like, stay at home.
You stretched that so far. But that went on such a long turn. But what I'm saying, but I'll take something from it. What you said about, you know, you feel bad because you can't see her. Imagine both people in the relationship feeling like that right now because they can't see each other. It's driving them absolutely crazy. So say they are doing the proper socially distance and they're not supposed to go see each other and not spend each other at each other's houses or whatever. How do you think that's going to happen? Like, how do you think they're going to handle that?
Not good. Well, yeah. I'm still hung up on the fact that I feel like if your household was showing no symptoms, have been isolated, socially isolated, have been smart about the whole thing, and your girlfriend's family is showing no symptoms, has been socially isolated, both safe, I feel like seeing each other shouldn't be that big of an issue. If it's
well, it depends. It depends on what's between point A and point B. So, like, that person cannot go to the grocery store. That person, they can't do anything. They have to be quarantined, basically. Yeah. And otherwise, they're just as exposed as anybody else. And it also depends on what the parents do. Like, I know you said that everyone's properly safe, but, like, for example, if one of the parents is a nurse, like, nursing is it's insane. If you work at a hospital, you have to fill out a form every single day before you go into work saying what your symptoms are, if you have any, and if anyone else in your house has any. So, like, even say your brother's a cough, like, you can't go into work.
Yeah.
Which is insane. But, yeah, no, I was just thinking, like, all these relationships that, you know, were built, are just going to come crashing down. For the unstable ones, for the ones that are, like, say their love language is physical touch. Yeah. Or they have to see each other, you know?
Yeah.
All right, for sure.
So no wonder that Bumble and Tinder are popping because all the relationships are ending.
And a lot of people, there's going to be a lot of babies, coronavirus babies.
Yeah, you think so, eh? Yeah. You think they're going to come with a line? What else did I have to ask you guys? I think I got one more. Let's end it off with this. We're hitting an hour, so let's end it off with this. What is one tip you give to somebody who's handling this pandemic, like staying at home? What's a tip that you recommend? None. Okay, great. That's awesome, guys. It was amazing.
Save up. Like, I don't know. There's so many things that you could do, but I feel like saving up money. So, like, if you're making any, like, right now it's a good time to, like, not spend it. And I don't know. Like,
when this is over. And there's nothing to spend it on. Amazon doesn't work. Unless you want to spend it on the stayu.ca shop to get yourself a new.
There you go. Log so that shit up.
So cute.
Dude, hey. I was going to say, dude, I was really happy that, like, and I actually was going to send you a DM saying, man, that's crazy. Like, do you think the fact that, like, it's already, like, all sold out, like, because of the coronavirus? That they have saved up money and they're not spending it on drinks or whatever. And they're like, okay, well, regardless, I was going to spend this on a weekend. So why not actually go get a hoodie?
Well, that was my thing with releasing it. I'm not going to release any more merch while being in this. I'm going to release my ebook and my audiobook. But I was like skeptical about releasing it because I'm not trying to take anybody's money away, because a lot of people feel like this FOMO of not having merch. And so they feel like they need to go get it, but they might not be getting revenue in. So that's why I created like the little game of like, oh, you have to go find this password in this image to then enter the store. And it just gives that like extra few steps to people who actually want to buy it and actually can buy it than the ones that, you know, are just spending money willingly. Like, it's what's that, sorry?
That's so fun.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. And it's insane. Like an insane amount of orders came in. And I think, one, it's because I made it fun. And then, two, it's because people are home, for sure. But I hope they're not spending money if they don't have it. But what grinds my gears is when people are like, oh, my God, I'm poor. I'm like, you're typing this from an iPhone. You don't even know.
Right? What's a tip that you would give?
My biggest one is, like, to give yourself stuff to do. So like keeping that routine is the number one thing. Otherwise you're going to drive yourself insane. So like, just like a dog, you got to keep yourself like mentally stable and like stimulated. So whether it's keeping the routine, so like you can do like doing to-do lists or writing on a whiteboard or literally just create tasks for yourself. Because if you go to work every day and get told what to do every day, if you go to school every day and you get told what to do, when you're at home, you're just going to lay in bed and you're just going to gain a lot of weight, become depressed. Like that's what's going to happen. So like set times for yourself. Like if you're going to watch Netflix, be like, okay, I can only watch 3 episodes and we got to do it. And like a lot of people are like, oh, I'm just going to like do my work like I normally do, like a 9-to-5 job. Like that's not how it works when you work from home. Like you have to work for like 30 minutes to an hour, then take a 30 minute to an hour break, then go back and do the same thing and over and over and over again. So I think like keeping that routine, you know?
Dude, literally, I don't know if you saw my story, but I posted the Casey Neistat video where he put up with Domino's, like his routine. And I invited people to like do them in a live with me. Mind you, there was only like 3 or 4 people, but it still made me happy that those people were keeping up with me. I was like thinking like, oh, from like 7:30 to 8:30, I'm going to do this. And like, they were like doing their own, in their own lives, and I thought that was cool. Actually, I want to post like a picture with like my Domino's and all that. I had to make them out of cardboard because I don't have Domino's.
Oh, I thought you were talking about pizza.
No, and what was I gonna say? Dude, you mentioned something. Netflix. Have you seen Money Heist?
Dude, it's in Spanish, and no, I don't want to watch it in subtitles.
Dude, you have to.
Everyone's saying it's amazing, but.
Dude, I'm going to tell you why. Let me pitch it on Twitter.
It sounds like a great tip to the people out there.
Let me pitch it on to you, buddy.
All right, you got 30 seconds, go.
Okay. You know what a Mexican sounds like, but have you heard somebody from Spain? That's way different. They have a cute accent. Second of all, dude, if there's famous people in Canada, there's famous people in Spain, and they have their own TV shows and they have their own lives. It's just crazy to see how big those celebrities are, and you don't know nothing about them. But this is the reason why I'm bringing it up. Sexy, cute ladies. And third of all, dude, if you watch it and like the actual sound of it, their voices are amazing too. But keep this in mind. The most like whatever you want to call it, most important thing about this show.
Yeah, 10 seconds.
I don't think there's anything that I've seen that kind of looked like it. It's just so creative. It's a money heist. It's the best money
heist
ever.
What we can take from what Jesus has said, this is the summary. One, they sound cute. Yeah. And two, it's stuff you've never seen before.
Yeah.
And the girls are cute.
And the girls are cute.
They sound cute, they look cute, and you've never seen it before.
Pornhub.com.
That's money heist. Yo, watch the first episode. Just watch one. Like the first episode. That's it. That's
what I'm asking. Because it looks sick. And then it was like, ¿qué pasa? ¿Dónde está la leche? And I was like, oh, good. I can't understand.
Por favor, manténgase así alejado de las puertas.
Well, I don't know if that's even Spanish.
It is Spanish.
What the hell did you just say?
¿Cómo se dice?
Por favor.
Uh-huh.
En cerveza, por favor.
Wait, say that again. Por favor, what?
Por favor, manténgase así alejado de las puertas.
Please maintain yourself beside the door.
Pretty much, yeah. They say that at Disney World on the monorail.
Yeah.
It means be clear of the door.
Oh, okay.
Por favor, manténgase alejado de las puertas.
There you go.
You, welcome to the Happy Times podcast, where you find out that you can go watch a cute Spanish show with cute people and stuff that you've never seen before, and you get a nice little lesson from.
Plug in the OloVPN. Yo, that thing saved my life watching Riverdale in Canada.
No free brands here.
Okay, do I get to say my tip?
Yeah, I'm waiting for it. Yeah, go.
Okay, my tip is to drink water.
Wow. that's really important. That's actually really important to drink water. Like a lot of people aren't staying hydrated, right? Because they're not doing anything. They're just sitting down. So they're not even like, it's really important to stay hydrated.
Yeah, a glass pasta jar that's quite big, and clean it out once you're done your pasta sauce. And then put your water in it and get a metal straw. It's much more enjoyable that way. I highly recommend. And my next tip would be to take this time for yourself and do self-care things. So like journal, and take bubble baths, and do face masks. And
I like how Nathan's like, no.
And that's my
tip. Not gonna happen.
Also FaceTime your friends, FaceTime your family, even though that you're like stuck inside and everything. I swear I've been so much more social with the people back home since this like self-isolation thing, because so many people from back home have been FaceTiming me.
Yeah, you FaceTimed us a lot.
Okay, we haven't FaceTimed at all. We need to FaceTime more.
For sure. No, I mean,
all the time.
What's that?
Can we do this like every day?
No.
It's every day, bro. That Disney.
Savage.
No, but I think those are good tips. Like, and there's a lot of people who do need to work on their self-care, and like, it's not always just like a spa day and like face masks. Like journaling, or literally self-care, it could be writing down, you know, a journal, and in the journal you add a to-do list, and then that helps with your routine. And then while you're doing your routine, you drink water and stay hydrated. And then while you're taking a break, you watch Money Heist.
Yeah, there you go.
Or Tiger King. It's not supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be sad.
Or OJ versus the People.
No. Don't recommend people watch that.
The Littlest Toaster.
The Littlest Toaster. What is that?
You guys haven't seen The Littlest Toaster?
Is that on Jesus' Black Web?
Robert, the movie. The movie of the tire.
No. Jesus once wanted to watch a movie about a tire.
Dude, I'm still waiting on Sharknado 5. That needs to happen.
I've never watched one of those in my life. Anyways, I think that's about it. We had a good little chat. Yeah. So thank you, Jesus.
I love your face so much. You're so cute.
All right. I'm weirded out now. Anyways, thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll see you next Happy Times podcast.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.